And as the scriptures say, I greet you in Jesus' name. It's good to be here. Thank you for those songs, Shane. Thou of life, the fountain art, freely let me take of thee. This morning, for a devotion or for a worship time, worship theme, I like to think about God's mission. And in preparation for worship time this morning, I came across a quote. This is the quote. Mission is not primarily an activity of the church, but an attribute of God. As best as I can tell, this quote is attributed to David Bosch. He's a missiologist and theologian of the Dutch Reformed Church in South Africa. And I don't know much about him, but from little I was reading, I want to know more of his teachings and thoughts. But that quote again, mission is not primarily an activity of the church, but an attribute of God. Now, that's not a terribly new idea, I don't think. It's when we're using terms and language, we're using them to try to describe realities and truth. But it's an interesting way of putting it, and it's a way that kind of shifted for me some of the way I think. Mission, God's mission as being a part of his nature, not just a thing that Christians do or missionaries do, but as we, I guess I find it empowering to think of God's mission that includes the church and people, humans, but it's not reliant on it. We don't have to. It's not like we're going to make him fail. And so that's encouraging. But it also, if you're like me, you don't want to miss out either. So we don't want to miss out on a part of God's nature and God's purpose by building our own kingdoms and going on our own missions. So in a bit, I'd like to open it up for prayer and scripture and singing along this theme. But first, I would like your help more in a discussion form. What is God's mission? And or how do we know it? What is God's mission? And I'm okay with low-hanging fruit and high-hanging fruit, whatever you have to say. Good. He will have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I maybe missed a word or two in there. Very good. We love him because he first loved us. To bless all nations. Very good. Pursuing those who are running away from him. We have some pictures of that in the Bible, don't we? Restore the relationship that was lost at the fall. Okay, the creation displays its creator. Mm-hmm. To release the oppressed. Very good. We see that in Jesus' example on earth. Yes, God is not willing that any should perish. He's making all things new. These are so good. They're all related, right? And I love that we have elements of all these things, restoration and redemption and the way that God is, as he did that through the cross. But then before any of that, he created. It wasn't his plan that man would fall. Before he was restoring a lost relationship, he created it, and it was his idea. And so I think it's helpful to think of that as God's mission from the beginning was this creation was his idea and so on. So there's much more we could say and discuss on that, but I want us to go to the Father with this now and pray. in an act of worship. We need his help, right? We need his help to participate in this mission. And we also want to take some time to thank him for what he has accomplished in this mission. When we look around at the world, it looks like evil is winning in a lot of areas. But when we look around, we also see where God's mission has been accomplished and has been being accomplished. And of course, the biggest example of that is what happened at the cross and the resurrection. So, yes, like I said, I'm going to open it up here. I'll lead out and then I'll close. But yes, let's thank God for what he's already done, what he will do, and then just ask for his help in realigning ourselves with his mission and his nature. And I especially welcome praying scripture, and if there's a song that the Spirit brings, I welcome that as well. So let's pray. God, we come to you, and we're humbled by who you are and the nature of you and how your mission to create and to bring glory to yourself and then to redeem as well, redeem us to yourself and the just the beauty of those realities. So this morning as we pray, I just ask your Spirit to help us to know to pray as we ought. This is your time, God.
Prophet, you have called us to that, and we commit ourselves to that, and yet we are incapable of that. And so we ask you to fulfill your work, that you, with that justice, roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
Thank you that you will bring justice to the nations. You will not cry out or raise your voice. The streets, the bruised reed you will not break. The smoldering wick you will not snuff out. But in faithfulness you will bring forth justice, and you will not falter, you will not be discouraged until you have established justice.
Laying down their
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it be so. You've heard our prayer. We mean it. And we don't know what to do other than to worship you for these realities. And we thank you for what you've done and what you will do. And that you've said of us, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that we may proclaim the praises of you who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Once we were not a people, but now we are God's people, your people. We had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. God, we just thank you so much. And we pray that as we transition our worship into a form of Sunday school and later share time in the message, we just invite your Holy Spirit to be present, and we want your truth and your light to shine. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so much for that participation, and truly the Lord is blessing us and will continue to bless us today. It is time for Sunday school, so the teachers teaching children may be dismissed.